Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. Did you know that you are responsible spiritually to God for other people? For instance, if I allow any turning away from God in my private life, everyone around me suffers. We are called the Church of the Living God and members of one body. In many ways, if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If we allow physical selfishness, mental carelessness, moral and spiritual weakness, everyone in contact with us will suffer. But the good news is that our efficiency is not dependent on our sufficiency. Our sufficiency is from God and God alone. God's word calls us to be His witnesses. How many of us are willing to spend every bit of our mental, moral, and spiritual energy for Jesus Christ? This is what the word witness means. There is more to believers' life on earth than to be saved and sanctified, and it is to be at work in service to Him. The question is not if you are able, but are you willing? The Bible says in Romans chapter 14 verses 7 through 9, "For we do not live for ourselves or die for ourselves. If we live, it is to honor the Lord, and if we die, it is to honor the Lord." So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Christ died and rose again for this very purpose, to be Lord both of the living and of the dead. Remember, my friends, our efficiency without God's sufficiency is a deficiency. Shall we pray? Loving Lord, God of glory and majesty, we thank you for the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ. We realize that we are called to something greater than ourselves, and may all the brothers and sisters in Christ come together in one accord to serve the risen Savior who came to save us. Bless our unity and integrity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.